Evan Pack runs the nonprofit operation called Vulture Space. A week ago, it received its largest ever donation of bikes, miscellaneous wheels, and box upon box of parts. Pack will sort and salvage as many whole bikes as he can.
Ideally, someone will like it and purchase it in as-is condition, and then we'll assist them with the tune-up process.
Zebedee Summers coordinated delivery of the two bulging trailers worth of two-wheelers. The high school sophomore says his mom heard about Evan Pack's mission, and everything about it appealed to him.
Wanting people to learn about the bike before they buy the bike, that was really interesting. Then I needed to do my Eagle project, so I saw the opportunity and did what I could.
In order to become an Eagle Scout, Summers chose this bicycle riding mission as his project. His grandfather provided the raw material. Over the years, Richard Reinhardt has amassed an impressive collection of hand-me-downs and rummage purchases. His passion stretches back to his childhood.
As a kid, we never didn't have a bike until one day somewhere my dad dug up $10 to buy a used bike for my brother and me to share. And then in ninth grade, I'm walking past this bike shop, and they had a sign in the window, Boy Wanted. I was a boy, so I went in and signed up, and I worked in this bike shop for 3 or 4 years.
At age 17, Reinhardt refurbished a couple of bikes, and he and his brother took off to visit relatives in Indiana, a three-day, occasionally harrowing adventure.
It was on a two-lane highway, and these big transport trucks are passing us up. The box sometimes was like over your shoulder, you know.
Reinhardt went on to study chemistry and worked for Alice Chalmers.
When Alice Chalmers fell apart, then I looked for a chemistry job. And in between interviews, I did some substitute teaching and enjoyed it. So I
shifted to teaching chemistry at New Berlin West High. Reinhardt began commuting to school by bike, 13 miles round trip. Really, no big deal, he says.
It's true, I might have biked when there's some snow coming down or some rain coming down, but I wasn't quite that extreme, although I never would stop and ask myself, should I bike to work today or not? The question would be, which bike should I ride or how will I change my clothing?
Zebedee Summers says his grandfather taught him to fix a bike before he climbed on one.
And then a lot of the kids in the neighborhood had bikes that would break every once in a while, so I would try to fix up their bikes. I try to get them to do it so they knew how to do it.
As much as the means to an Eagle Scout end, Zebedee sees this project as a culmination of his grandfather's vision to get more people on bikes.
You wanted as many of your bikes as you could to, like, be given to other people and, like, after a while, right? Something like that.
85-year-old Richard Reinhardt shrugs off the esoteric goal. His seems to be more personal. He relishes his grandson's growing love and ease of being on a bike.
When he was working on his cycling merit badge, went on some of these rides just to get the required mileage and such. And he said, boy, this is fun.
Words grandson Zebedee Summers never thought he would utter.
I didn't think I was going to be able to, like, you have to do like 15, then 25, then like 50 miles.
Summers is now thinking about longer treks.
If I could, I would do a bike trip with my troop and do one of those overnight things that he did.
But first things first, the 16-year-old must polish off this Eagle project, collecting more cast-off bikes. This weekend, he and some fellow scouts will help repair some sorry-looking contraptions at Vulture Space that hold a lot of potential.
On the 19th, I can have some people come, some people in my troop and some friends, as many people as I can, to come and work on bikes. That'll hopefully be a lot of people who aren't used to fixing a bike, so they'll know how to do it, and hopefully they'll be better at it in the future.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.